Okay, today's daf is Chul and daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. And again, this week's year is sponsored by the Kozlowski and Michelson family. In memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yehoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai, we thank them for their sponsorship. So we are in Perek HaZeroa V'Alachayayim, which we know is the 10th Perek in our counting. It was the different parak. It was an earlier parak in the Meiri's counting, because he had parak or Baharotev at a later date. At a later date. Either way, we have 3 weeks. That I'm sorry, a little less. Now it's at the Kuf Mem, about a week and a half or so to Maseches Chulin, as we get into Ta Shema. We are on Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We are discussing the Shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, on the top of Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, had told us that if somebody damages Matnos Kahuna, or eats them, what is damages? Rashi had said, you throw them into the fire, throw them into the river. So if somebody damages them, so then they are putter from paying. Because until a Kohen gets it, it's not considered his, and therefore if I take, truma, if I take anything that's supposed to go to the Kohen, and I do something with it, I'm mazagit, so then I am pater, either learned out from the word zeh, or learned out from the svara of mamon she'en lo tovim. So that is the two possibilities. So we're trying to prove that one way or another. So we tried to prove that from the Brisa. Doesn't that mean Lahotzi Bidayanim? So we say no, it's Lacholik Bidayanim. And then we got into this the Svara of Matana Shalo Hormu. And now we are up to the next Raya. Tashma, says the Gemara, about six lines up. Minai in Labalabayis. She'achal Peiros of Tevalin. How do I know that if the Balabayis, if an owner eats his fruit when it's still tevel, v'chein levi she'achal maisros of tevelim, or a levi that eats his maisros when it's still tevel, what does that mean? That he didn't take off maiser, trumas maiser yet from his maiser rishon. Minayin she'pater minata shlumin. How do I know that I don't have to pay the kohen for it? Tamalomar b'lo yechalu as kachei b'dei Yisrael asher yarimu. Don't be mechalel. Don't disgrace the kachei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu, that is lifted up, that is separated from. And the drasha is in lacha bahen el bishas harama ve'elach. It belongs to the kohen from shas harama, from shas afrasha. Hamishas. So it's that's when if it's not shas harama, yeah, that's when you're going to be putter. But hamishas harama ve'elach for bedayik. But if you already had shas harama before you gave it to the kohen, mia mishalim. If the crucial point is Shas HaRama, and we're saying you're Pater because you didn't have Shas HaRama yet, you are Mafreshit yet, mashma that if you were Mafreshit already, you would be Chayiv, even if you didn't give it to the Kohen yet. So, Amai, isn't that against Rav Chisda, Levi, Kamazik, Matras, Kahuna, Osha, Achlan? Isn't that like being Mazik, Manas, Kahuna? So again, the Gemara says, Hachanami, Da'asi Liyade, Bitiv, Layu. Here too, thank you. We are talking about a case that it was given to the Kohen before it was Huram, before it was Hufrash. And this opinion holds that matanos that were not huram yet is as if they were huram. So when you get you didn't have afrasha yet, but when you gave it in its tevel state to the kohen, it's as if he already has a claim on it. That's why in this specific case you would be chayiv to pay if you took it in back, took it from the kohen, but otherwise you would not. So again, Rav Chisda is only talking about a case where you're mazik manas kahuna when you have it. But if you already gave it, what's the chiddush if you already gave it? That's exactly what we said yesterday. Batara shelo hormu kimi shehormu damyan. That is the chiddush. Two notes. So the Rambam says his lasha when he quotes this halacha af al pi shu chayiv misa l'shamayim, because eating tevel is chayiv misa b'day shamayim. If you say it's also going on the it's going on achal. Right? That's the case here. So you chayiv misa again if it was shogina, but we don't paskin kimlei b'damine when it comes to misa b'day shamayim, rock by misas bezdin. So right, so that's even though the Rambam says you chayiv misa b'day shamayim, still you would be. You would be putter from paying in this case because you didn't have half Russia yet.
Would you also be fired into the Shemayim if was low asili yadi bitiv layu and was just sitting?
If it was low asili yadi bitiv layu, so then
he ate it just at the Baba Isaac's house. His own house.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it's tevel, it's tevel. You're chayim mitzvah shemayim for tevel. So that's That's the we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosis and Maseches Yevamos and the Peis whether Tevel is only Usher meets Shum Truma Shebo or not. That's what Rashi seems to say. Tosis there says that if that's true, why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? So you have to say even Kohanim it has a shame Tevel even if it flows from its Truma Shebo, but it's still called Tevel even for them. Rashi here has two opinions. What exactly is the case? Why do you give it to the Kohen, the Tivlayu? What exactly is the case? You didn't give him Truma, so why'd you give him the Tevel? So Rashi has two cases on top. Either, first line, Shehufkat HaTevel Etzlo, either you give it to him as a Pikadon, he's watching it for you, or you give him his Tevel to watch for you. Seems like in the days of the Gemara, it was more common to watch food for people. Maybe they went away and they wanted to watch them. Maybe you had a storage, right? Oh, the Gemara is at the beginning of Psachim. You're watching somebody's chametz. Somebody's watching your chametz. And nowadays, who watches people's food? But if it's about a Gemara, it was more common to watch people's grain. Maybe he had a silo that his neighbor didn't have to keep the grain in. Either way. So Rashi says, number one, Hufkat HaTevel Etzlo. Number one, maybe he's watching it, Pikadon. Number two, Rashi says, let's just continue reading. Kamisha Hermudamian, Zacha Bohemina Hefker, Shaharei Kadam. So you gave it to him as a Pikadon, but because we say Kamisha Hermudamian, it's as if the Truma is screaming out of the Tevel, take me. And therefore, it's in the Kohen's Rishos. So he's the first one. Kala Kodam Zacha. See, Zacha Edmina Hefker. That is pshat number one. Pshat number two, Lishna Achrina, Shemosar Loas HaTevel, Lizakos B'Truma Shebo. Yudafka gave him the Tevel to take the Truma from it. It wasn't just Stam that you gave him a Pikado. No, Yudafka gave him the Tevel and said, the Truma Shebo is going to be yours, even though he wasn't Mafresh it yet. But he was just saying, he was designating it that this Tevel is going to be yours to get the Truma in it. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? Between these two opinions, so there are two ideas expressed in the Achronim. First, the Prichadash on this on our Siman Samach Aleph in Yerodea, which is the Siman about Matan Kahuna, like we said yesterday. Sheshtei Lashonos Nechleku b'Machlokes im Tovas Hanaa Chashuva Mamon Olo. There's a Machlokes elsewhere, Kiddushin, and elsewhere about Tovas Hanaa. The fact that I could choose which person to give something to. Let's say I have Truma. I have a right to give this Truma to whoever I want. So is that worth something? Is that a chashuv right that has a monetary value? That's the question of Tovas Hanaa Mamon or Tovas Hanaa Eina Mamon. Tovas Eina Mamon is like, you have to give it anyway. So who cares that you have the right to choose who? But you have to give it away. You can't eat it. So that's not really a right that has significance, that would have a monetary value. Tovas Hanaa Eina Mamon or Mamon. Or yes, it is a monetary value. So that's the machlokas here. Why? Shim Tovas Hanaa Nechshaves Mamon. If the Tovas Hanaa is something significant, Ein HaKohen Yochol Lezakos B'Matana Shlomi Daito. The Kohen can't take it without being told that it's his. That's the first daya. The first daya is that, I'm sorry, that's the second daya. Second daya, he was given it Lezakos B'Truma. Because if he wasn't given it Lezakos B'Truma Shabo, he can't take it because Tovas Hanaa Mamon. Mashaikid, if you say, it's not really such a right. Tovas Hanaa Eina Mamon. You gotta give it to the Kohen anyway. So then, that's the first day of that right when you give him the Tevel, and we hold Kamisha Hermu Damian, that he can take it himself. Because Tovas Hanaa, right, in Tovas Hanaa, Eina Nechsheves Mamon, Hari Shagam Ima Kohen, Tafas is a Tfuwa Me'atzmo Zachabahen. He's Zoche to it. That is option number one. If you look in option number two, says the Maritz Chayas right here. Maritz Chayas quotes the Prichadash, and he says, I have a different pshat. We know, says the Maritz Chayas, I know it comes up all over Daf Yomi Shir, right? We even had a Daf Be'in Shir about it, that the Gemara says, Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri. By Truma, there is no Shir Daraisa. How much Truma do you have to give? Even one grain. One grain of Truma will... Meiser, by definition, Eser, has to be a tenth. Truma's Meiser is a tenth of a tenth. That's what the Gemara, the Torah calls it. But Truma, how much is Truma? Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri. Midrabanan, 1/40, 1/50, or 1/60. Depending on how nice you are. But Chita Achas. So says the Maritz Chayas, we know that the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, he had a Tosfos Rid. The Nodabi Yehuda might not have had a Tosfos Rid, but he had a Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin says, Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri only means, literally, you pater the Kri, but you don't fulfill your mitzvah of Nesinas Truma, with given one. Nesina, nason titein lo, that requires more. That requires a davar chashuv to give. That's not a nesina. It's paters. You can eat your food. It's not tevel anymore. But you don't get a kiyum mitzvah daraisa of giving truma. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid to be medayik in the language of Chazal. Chita Chazal doesn't say mekayim mitzvah truma. It says poteres es akri. It paters the kri, the pile of grain, from doing anything else to it. It's not tevel anymore. But it is not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So, but not all Rishonim say that. Not all Rishonim say that. All the Rishonim that don't say that. This was the chiddush of the Noda Bihuta, that the Noda Bihuta says, I have a chiddush that nobody else said in the history of the Torah. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid, so he didn't see the Tosfos Rid said it. But Simon Reish Aleph or something. So, in the Noda Bihuta, so he says that chiddush by himself. But says the Maris Chayis also quotes it here from a Ritva in Kiddushin. I didn't find it there, but he quotes it there from the Ritva. So he says, An vanir li bekavanas Rashi bebeis l'shonas halalu al inyan acher. Tehine anak haim olam etshu machidachas pateres zakri. V'ulam haritva va tosas rid avagam tichidachas pateres haidu lepocho shlo yetevel. Mikol makom mitzvas nesida l'kohen milsach ritahi bifnei atzma. Shechayev lasis l'kohen shir nesina al kalpanim. So, is there a shir forgiving? So, im kain, lefi pirish de mitzvahs nesida l'kohen do raisi hi shir katsuv. If you're going to tell me that the shir is a higher amount, that's why Rashi says, kipirish Rashi l'nachon, de zacham en a hefker. Aval im omrim, if I say, de loka shidas haritva, krakas shidas tosas, the shir de sida gamkin, enem in a Torah, it's just any tiny amount. He says it the opposite way. Im kain, ech yachal koin lezakos, doma en a bailam rotsim mahafrish rak kol shahu. Maybe the Bialim only want to give a kosher. Meaning, how could this Kohen take whatever he wants? If you say, like, the Tosfos Rid and the others, fine. There's a certain amount that's going to be a mitzvah of Nesina, and you can assume that the person wants to do the mitzvah. But if there's a kosher amount to fulfill the mitzvah, even like other Rishonim, why could he take anything? Maybe it's more than what the person wants to give for his Nesina. And therefore, it has to be designated from before that he is Moserich. So maybe that's the Nekudas of Machlokas. Two days. The Prichadosh, the Machlokas is about Tovas Hanoah, Mamon or Eino Mamon. Or the Maritz Chayis, that it's about Chita Achas Poteris as a Kri. Is it only Poteris, or is it even the mitzvah of Nesina?
Right?
Sorry? It's considered hefker because matana shelo hormu. Hefker to kohanim. Hefker to kohanim. And therefore anybody can take it. And we know, according to the second explanation, that you need a nesina. So you can take the smallest amount that you call it a chashuv that you could assume that was the umdana that the person would want to give.
You can have something that's hufka just for kohanim.
In this case. Truma is hufka l'kohanim, right? It's mamush. That's what mamush ein lo tovim would be. But here you gave it to a kohen. You gave it to a kohen. Okay, Viter. Let us continue. There's a big lumdus in the Gemara in the Achronim. How do you understand this? Matana shlo hermu kamisha hermu damian. How do you understand that? What's there and what's not there? Is there a chaloshem truma? Meaning, what if I'm chayiv misa b'di shemayim eating tevel? But what if I ate this peshogeg? Is it gezel ashevet that I have to pay the kohanim? If I eat tevel by accident, I don't have to pay a kohanim, because it's not eating truma, bishogeg. I do have to give a chomesh, to give an extra 25%. So usually, Rabbi Truma, yes, but by tevel, not. So which halachas of truma are tali on actual hafrasha? Which halachas are tali on no, kemisha hermudamim? So the achronim will try to figure out exactly what goes with what. Here, at least we know, the kohen's allowed to take it, if you say kemisha hermudamim. That part. But what about achila zar? Other halachas of truma. Obviously, the bracha is said later, only when there is an actual hafrasha. Okay, either way, we defended Rav Chisda, no kasha. Tashma, so we try again. Hare, sha'ansu beis hamelech grano. Let's say the king confiscates your granary. So, it depends. What depends? Are you going to have to make up what was taken from you to the kohanim? Because they took your grain, so included in that was tevel. So im bechovo, if they took it, if the king took it because you owed the king money, bechovo, so then chayev la'aser, so then you are benefiting, as we'll see soon, and therefore you got to pay, you got to take off meiser, even though they took it from you, you got to take it off from other grain that is still in your possession. Im ba'an paros, if it's ba'an paros, you see on the side, the aruch says, or at least the Bishar Zashas, Shelokach Anas Ovekel Chavim Ba'one Shelokedin, just stole it from you. He took it without any rights. Right? Rashi says on Paras says behefsid the alchinam. And he took it for no reason. So then, potim elaser. Then you don't have to give. You don't have to give meiser from what was left on that because it was just stolen from you. So the question of the Gemara is why, if it was chov al chayav laser, isn't it mamon she'en lo tovim? It's mamon she'en lo tovim. What do you have to give meiser for? You have to give meiser for on what was taken. Obviously, on what's left. But what do you have to give? What do you have to take off anything for what was taken already by the king? Who are you stealing from? Who did you steal from? Fine, what was left? It's all tevel still. So obviously, it's to be mafresh. But you have to worry about the tevel that somebody took from you. It sounds like that it's a mamon sheyesh lo tovim. Or else, why would you be able to have to take it off? So the Gemara says, no. This is different than Rav Chisda's case. Shani hasam dekamish tar shile. When does Rav Chisda say his pshat? When you just mazik it without getting any benefit from it. If you're mazik truma, so then it is not called benefit. Masha Enkein, if you get benefit from it, you're saving money. You owe a loan. So if the king wouldn't have taken this, you would have had to give something else, not the tevel. So then even Rav Chisda would agree that you are chayev. Mishtar shile. You get hana from it, and that's why it is different. Look at Rashi, important Rashi. Shani hasam tekam mishtar shile. Hasam lav behotsa bedayanim tznan ba. Ela chiyuva ba'alma kishar chiyuva maisris. Vechiyuva vada ika lav tekam mishtar shile. Klomar. Mistaker huba, shari hayetzarach leframos. A money saved money saved is money earned. Meaning in right, it's a penny saved is a penny earned. An agura saved is but the halacha recognizes saved money as benefit, and therefore this is different. Tosfos. Maybe Mati is bothered by your question. Tosfos says shari hayetzarach lekamishtar shile. One second. What if you ate them?
Right.
Isn't that Rav Chisda also talking about that? Fine, if you're mazik, you're not getting hana. But what if you ate them? You're getting hana there. So why should, if you ate them, that's not called hana? But if it was money taken from you that you owed, so it is called hana? Tosfos. V'yim toma, in the middle of shiny, manas kuhuna kisha achlam, mishtar shile, shibimakam zelo achal davar acher uvayim potter. You would have had to eat something else for lunch, and you ate this kuhuna, it's the same thing. You would have had to pay this, but instead you don't have to pay it. What's the difference? Tosfos says, no, you could have fasted. Yesh lomar, delo dami la'anso besa melak rano, detachten lo lokach mishalo. Tosfos says, when it comes to a loan, you owe a loan, there's nothing going on. There's no way out. You owe somebody money. Here you could have skipped lunch. Who says you would have eaten something in between that had saved you money? Who said this is a benefit? And even though you're benefiting in both cases, but really, is it a benefit that you had to have? By the case of the loan, you had to pay back something. There's no way of getting out of it, so therefore, that's called a benefit. Even though, ironically, it seems like less direct, saving money. Here, you're eating something. But Tosfos says, still, that is not enough. Related to this, what? Maybe the king. Maybe Dafka the king, because the king's not going to let you out of it. Okay, interesting. Maybe Dafka, that's why it's the king. Okay, but there is another comment on this. There is a Trumas Hadeshin that's quoted in the Ramah. The Trumas Hadeshin says, what happens if somebody invites you over for lunch? Wonderful. You go out for lunch, and then he says, please pay. Do you have to pay for that? He did not tell you anything beforehand. He invites you over for lunch, right? And forget Shabbos. It's on a weekday. And he says, by the way, could you please chip in for the food that I just served you? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah. Resh Mem Vav Ramu. Sif Yudzayin. Ha'omer lechaveiro acholi mi. Eat with me. And then at the end he says, pay up. Tzarech l'shalem lo. You have to pay. Ve'lo amrinan matana kayayiv lei. You don't say that it was a gift. Who said? He didn't say it was a gift. Lachain, Misha Machil, and he talks about his son-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Anyway, that's the Trumas Hadeshin, and that is the quoted in the Ramah. Ask the Maharitz, why does he have to pay? Because he could have got benefit. Artosis, he could have fasted. What kind of benefit? The Trumas Hadeshin says, Zenenev. You're getting? Maybe it is not called enough. Tosfos says, you could have fasted. Says the Maharitz, Hikshal, hai dina de trumas adeshin, mehot de parakas roa becholin, de maisi, harayonso. And he quotes the Tosfos, Tirtzu, you could have fasted. Umaishna, me omer lechavero achol. To lo matzi lemeimer hayisi misane. There, you can't say I would have fasted. The Ma'arik gives his own answer, but the Ksos quotes this, and then he quotes, Ksos gives his own answer. Ksos right here, Reish Membav Beis. V'lachein Nira, we haven't done a Ksos in months. V'lachein Nira, Devadai Achila Chaim Shemnene. He says, no, Achila, eating is Hana'a. Eating is Hana'a. Afal Gafta Hayim Mis'ane Tfei Adif Le'Achila. So what that you were going to you could have fasted? It's still called benefit. So regarding most halachas there, out there, like zenene, it's going to be called cool, anah. You got benefit. You can't say you could have fasted. That's not going to have any relevance. And then he quotes a Gemara in Ksubis about somebody stuffing truma down your throat. Or you can't say you got benefit. I didn't get benefit because somebody stuffed it down my throat. I could have fasted. No. For most halachas, hana is anah. Umuchak mizeta hana bechal achilo. Eni yachal omar heisi misane. Ela, our case is different. Manas kahuna. Manas kahuna has a different way of measuring. Manas kahuna, kishem she'eno chayav al hazeko, mishum davali mamon she'en lo tovim. Just like if you're mazike without hana, it's mamon she'en lo tovim. Say here too. Even if you do get, kach eno chayav al hanaso, this type of usual objective hana, because it's mamon she'en lo tovim. So even if you get benefit, kiven du mamon she'en lo tovim. Ela hecha demishtarshi le'achshav kamo lokeach. But if right now, at this moment, you should pay something else and something is taken instead, so then that's good enough. So that's mamon sheish lo tovim. He's taking it from you right now. Dim lokeach yelochem peiros acherim. Or mishamachi chayav l'shalim avor harevach sherviach haperos shebebeisov shebershuso. So it tries to work out why Matnas Kahuna has a different measuring rod than elsewhere. Generally, of course, eating is hana. Mashiki Matnas Kahuna, it's in Lotovim generally. So Hana, just stop eating it wouldn't be good enough. Unless it's this type of specific pressured case where at this very second you're benefiting. Because you're giving something else instead of money that you should be giving. Mashiki, by eating, it's not that this very second it's direct like that. Okay. Let's continue. So that is Tosfos and the Ksos. We continue now. Tashma. The Mishnah says later on, in our parak, Macharli, actually tomorrow's daf, Macharli b'nei me'el shalpara. Somebody goes to a butcher and says, can I please have some innards of a cow? V'haya bohen ma'anis kahuna. And in the innards that he gave you, he also puts the Zerol HaChaim in the keva. So, nosan l'kohen. The buyer has to give those parts to the kohen. V'edem menachalom en adamim. And he cannot ask for a deduction in price based on those. Because he asked for a bunch of innards, you have to assume that within the innards will be the keva. Lokach imenu b'mishkal, but if he bought it by weight, he said, can I please have a certain amount of weight of the innards? Then, nosal ha-kohen, you have to give it to the kohen, u'menachalo ben adamim. But there, you have to assume when he asks for a certain amount of weight, he's asking, I want this amount of weight to be able to eat this amount of weight, specifically. He's specifying. And therefore, if he gets the zeron l'chayayim, he has to give that to the kohen, but I wasn't expected to pay for this, this is extra. And therefore, please deduct that.
Who's actually chayav to give it to
the buyer. Well, I'm saying, who's actually chayav, the seller or the buyer? It's chulin. So it's just mamono shel kohen, whatever it is. I don't think it's, is it lifnei iver to sell it to somebody? It's not usur ba'achila, it's chulin. It's not like truma, it's more like maaser sheni. So, more like maaser rishon. So, yeah, the chiyuv is wherever the item is. So the Gemara says, amai. So why in this case do we say that nostan la kohen, levi kemazik manas kuhuno sha'achlan? What do you have to give it to the kohen for? He sold it to me, it's tough luck. You could say maybe the chiyuv was on the shechter. The shochet, right? There's a lashon later on. That's the shochet, really, that has the original chiyuv. So, why should I have to worry about it? Right? I have it, so, mazik, ochlan. The Gemara says, 1 second, shiny hasan, this nubeinayu. Here, they're still here. Here, they're still here, that's why you have to give it. All those cases before, and that's why Rashi gave those cases before. The Achronim point out, what was Rashi's cases in the mazik manas guna? What did Rashi say? Hishlicham la'or olayam. It didn't say like you did something to them and they're still there. Because if they're still there, you still have to give it. Rav Nachman would say you're chayiv. But here they're here. They're still they're existent. So when they're existent, you have to give it. All the cases that Rav Nachman was talking about was that it is no longer around. Period. Tashma, next try. Tisha nechse kohen truma. There are nine assets of the kohen that are matanas for him that are, I'm sorry, tisha nechse kohen. There are nine nechasim assets of the kohen that we're about to list off. Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reishis Hagez, that's the next parak, shearings, Umatanos, that's us, Zerul Lachaim in the Keva, Demai is the Kohen's, Rashi says, it means the Trumas Meiser in the Demai. What is Demai? You remember Demai? Meseches Demai? It is the produce that I am not sure if the Am Haaretz took off Meiser Rishon. He definitely takes off Truma Gedola because he's scared of that. He knows it's Misavei Shemayim, but he doesn't take off Meiser Rishon. He doesn't realize that there's something in the Meiser Rishon that also is Chai Misavei Shemayim. That's the Trumas Meiser. So it's the Trumas Meiser in the Demai. V'ha Bikurim, V'ha Keren, V'ha Chomesh. That's by Gezel Ager. All these items belong to a Kohen. So before we even are Medayik, Rashi points out, I have no idea where this Bryce is from. And I think it's somewhat wrong. Lo yadati, in that long Rashi. Lo yadati, hechan shenuya. Ubisvarim, enaksuva b'shoveh. I don't know where exactly this one is that says 9. And also, there aren't 9, there's 15. We had 24 yesterday from the Rambam, but that's all together. But he said, I think there's 15. And you look at other sources, it says 15. So he says it has to be to try to put them all together, put all the ones that have the status of Truma together. Rashi, skip 5 lines. V'nira be'enai, shekulam shenuyim ba. Really, there's no steer between all these prices. They just have a different kind of counting. V'chashiv Truma v'chumas b'yser v'adamai v'achala kechada, tekulu Truma ninu. All the Trumas, like the Mishnayos, I think in Bikurim, that talk about tziruf between all of the different types of Truma. Truma, Trumas b'yser, chala, they're all the same. That's all called Truma. That's why this one says 9 and not 15. And b'char pidyuna ben petach amar, that's all one. That's all gifts that have to do with firstborns to the Kohen. And Karen and Chomesh, that's also one. So if you work it out, you could delete some of the numbers by categorizing a couple of things together. Okay, either way, Rashi says the numbers work out, putting them together. So this is the Braisa. The Braisa says that all of these items belong to the Kohen. In for what halacha? Why do they nichse Kohen? So, lamai, lav lahotzio b'dayanim, doesn't this mean in order to be mosi b'dayanim if you damage it? Kashan Rav Chisda, lo. No, likiditznan, it's for the following Mishnah. Lama amru nichse kohen, for what is it nichse kohen? All these items, says the Mishnah in Bikurim, shekone behen, because he can buy whatever he wants with them. Avadim, vikarkos, ubehema temeya, even non-kosher animals for, if he wants it for a certain reason, ubalchov no dobechovo, and a balchov could take truma, if for a chov that he has against a kohen, if he's a Yisrael, he has to sell it, or he has to use it. If he's a kohen, he has to eat a betara. But the kohen is allowed to use all these things, whatever he wants. V'isha b'ksubasa, and a husband can pay his wife b'ksuba with all these items. V'sefer Torah, and you could buy a sefer Torah with it. Asks Rashi, what's the chiddush of that? Why would I think you can't buy a sefer Torah with it? Rashi says, last two skinny lines. Af api she'enu la'achila, v'lo l'darashiyavu la'achila. Even though it's totally not something edible, you're allowed to do it. V'libi megam game. My heart wonders about this. L'may asne. What my tanya? What's the chiddush? Ho v'tana dafil be'me tzmei lokeach mehan. Non-kosher animals also not lachila. So asks Rashi, without answering it, what's the chiddush that a kohen could use these assets to buy a sefer Torah with? Sarech iyun. So if you look at the mefarshim on that Mishnah in Bikurim, the Rav, Rabbeinu Ovadia, Mibar Tenura, he says, even though, what does it mean? They're not royal achila. You can't even sell these to buy a dvar achila. When it comes to a non-kosher animal, you could sell a non-kosher animal for money, for kosher food. It could lead you to food. A sefer Torah you can't sell. So that's the chiddush of the sefer Torah. Yeah. Says that you can't sell it for anything. Like pikuach nefesh. But the general halacha is in your day, you can't sell a sefer Torah except for malan bakodesh. So what's more holy than a sefer Torah? You could always go up. You could sell a shul for a sefer Torah. You could sell a neviim for chamashim. You could sell one. In those days, they had separate scrolls. You could sell one scroll of brachos for an entire. So malan bakodesh. It's gemaras in Megillah. Right, Gemara's in Megillah. So says the Rabbi Tanura, Itzrich lemisti, telote makalhani nihit lo chazi lachila, chazi l'schar, sheyavu liachila. Aval sefer Torah, lo chazi l'schar, sheyavu liachila, lefishein mochrin sefer Torah, emalo. So you might think the Kohen cannot sell it. Kamash Malan. That's the Achidish. It's a Shulchan Aruch. I have it written down. Reish Ayin. It's been Reish Ayin in Yerodea. Talks about that halacha. Another interesting suggestion is given by the Radvaz. The Radvaz on the Rambam, in him Bikurim Dalid Yud Dalid, the Radvaz says, the Rambam quotes this Brisa, Kona Ben Sefer Torah, says the Radvaz, Lo Yadana Mai Kamash Malon, Im Kona Behem Tameya, Kol Shekein Sefer Torah, V'yesh Lomar, Diyaf Agav, Diksiv, Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos, Viksiv, V'kasav Lo Es Mishnah HaTorah, D'Ve'inan Sheyichtov Mishelo Mamish. You might think you got to use your own money for Sefer Torah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. You have to use yours. Right? Just like you can't, if you get a gift of Sefer Torah, it doesn't count. You get your Yerusha. Say, here, you got Truma. So you can use Truma. This wasn't yours. So you might have thought that that's not good enough. Kamash Malan, now it's yours. Kamash Malan, to call Hani Nami Mishalohu. That's good enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So that's the Rav Bar Tanura, you can't sell it, and the Radvaz. Viter. We don't have time to go into it, maybe at the end, about the lumdus behind Demai. Is Demai a chalosh shem isser or not? Okay, Halule, that's the Asmin Daraisa Klalvav. Halule va'a davichata matanasa. There was a Levi who was always known as one who grabbed matanos, meaning the Zorlachayim Lekeva. Who did he grab it from? Rashi says the children. Second wide line. Tinokos. He used to grab it from the kids. Asu, let's read the story and then we'll talk about that detail. Asu amru le Rav, so they came to complain to Rav. He said, we were bringing these matanas to the Kohanim, and then this Levi comes and always steals it from us. Amar lu, so Rav comments, lo mistaya delo shaklina mine. It's not enough for them, this Levi, that we're not taking the Zerah v'chaim l'keva from them. Ela michlev nami chadiv, he's trying to grab it himself, I can't believe him. So what impression do you get from that comment? That maybe we should be taking the Zerah L'chaim L'keva from them, and we're like being makel on them. We're not taking it from them. They're grabbing it though. So that's the Gemara's question. V'rav, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, me'am. Right, the Pasuk says that you have to take, right, Rashi quotes it, me'am, me'es ha'am, me'ezovche ha'zevach. Meaning it says you have to give the Zerah L'chaim L'keva from the am, from the nation. So the Gemara asks, "Varav e ikri am if levim are considered am, so mishkal nami lishkol minayu. So you should even take; they should be chayiv to give to the kohen too. Ilo ikri am rachmana patrinu. And if they're not called an am, so what are you saying? Oh, I'm being such a good guy; I'm not taking it from them. They're putter. So iman of shach. What does Rav comment? What does Rav's comment mean that we're being good guys by not taking it from them? So the Gemara says, "Misafkalei e ikri am ilo ikri am. We're not sure if the levim are included in the categorization of am in the pasuk of Zerah L'chaim L'keva. So Rav was specific. So that's what he was saying. You know what? We're makel on them, but we didn't say that you let it take it. They belong to the Kohanim. So that was his comment. Ask the Achron in 1 second. It's a suffix. It's a suffix. What does Rashi say? Fourth to last line. Hamosa mechaver olav araya. Right, Rashi says, we don't take it from them because they'll say, prove to me that I'm considered am, and then I'll give it. But we can't prove it, so therefore, Amos Mechel of Araya. Ask the Achronim, this is a suffix mammon, so we say Amos Mechel of Araya. Isn't it a suffix mitzvah? Not just a suffix mammon, you're right, it's chulin, but isn't it a suffix mitzvah? So if Shimon Shkup writes, he says, no. He says, you see from here that if you have a mitzvah that's categorized at root as a chi of mammon, you go with rules of suffix mammon. Even though it's a suffix mitzvah. But this isn't a suffix mitzvah like suffix tefillin or suffix, but it's suffix mitzvah that is mammon, and therefore you're allowed to use principles to break stalemates, to break svekas of regular mammon. Okay, why was it talking about dafka children, tinokos? Why dafka? Is that a crucial detail of the story? So the Chassam Sofer here says because if it was an older person, then we could say zachal adam shlo b'fanav, that it's as if it's the kohens already. So the Levi takes it, he's stealing. A kid ain't zachan l'katan, ain't zchiyah l'katan. So therefore, that is why we say that at dafka, this Chassam Sofer right here says it has to be a kid. Okay, Yosef Rav Papa Kamalol HaShmaitza. Rav Papa said over this statement of Rav that Rav was not sure whether they're included in Esvei Ravidi Barav and Rav Papa's Ravidi Ezra Papa. He brought this long Tosefta from Peya. So Tosefta is about 20 lines. And then we're going to get to the question on Rav. Arba matanas aniyim shebekerem. There are four gifts for the aniyim when it comes to a vineyard. Haperet, peret are the single grapes that fall down. You gotta leave those for the aniyim. Veha ololos, ololos are the clusters that don't grow so well. They grow directly on the branch. They don't grow in normal ways. Those are the inferior type of clusters. You also have to leave those. Vashichcha vapeya and shichcha. If I forget some grapes and peya, also those are four that have to are in the karim. Vishalosh abitzvua and three are in the field. Haleket vashichcha vapeya. Leket, right? The separate stalks that fall down that I'm not allowed to pick up. Shichcha are the bundles that I leave and I'm not allowed to go back for them. Vapeya. Right, all these halachas are in Mishnayis Peah. Shnayim Sheba Ilan, and there are two that apply to trees, to fruit. Hashichcha v'peah. So, in all these categories, Kulan, Ein Bahem Tovas and Alabailim. In all of these, the owner is not allowed to choose who he gives it to. By Peah, he can't choose. All of these, you gotta leave it there, and the Ani comes. V'yafilu Ani Sheba Yisrael Motzien Miyado. Even a poor person who's able to take these matanas from a different field, he's not allowed to take it from his own field. Motzien miyado, we take it out from him, and he has to give it to another. Maiser ani, what about maiser ani? So the Gemara, the Brisa says, ha-mischai b'toch beso, yesh b'tovas an olabailim. Maiser ani, that a person chooses who he gives it to. It's the only one. Maiser ani, you can choose which ani you give it to. V'yafilo ani should be Yisrael motzien oso miyado. And again, even an ani has to give maiser ani. Fine. V'shar matanos kahuna. Now what about the other matanos kahuna kagon? Hazarol l'chayayim v'akeva. Ein motzien osan. You don't take those out. Lo mi kohen la kohen, v'lo mi levi la levi. Not from a kohen to a kohen, not from a levi to a levi. End of the Tosefta. So before we're medayik, the last line is going to be the one that's crucial for us. But before that, we quote sources for all these halachas. We quote psukim. How do we know that you're chayiv in all of these? And how do you know that, you know, yeah, it's no tovas hana? So let's see. Arba manos rebekarim aper v'olos v'shech v'peya. Dich siv v'karmachal osolel v'karmachal osolakeit. Vik siv ki siv sar karmachal osolel acharecha. Right, and we'd say, even though it's by the Karam, it only says so'olel, but we use the word acharecha. Amar Rabbi Levi, acharecha zu shichcha. Acharecha, what's behind you? That's shichcha, so you know the shichcha even by the Karam. Peah, gomer acharecha, acharecha mizayis. And peah, you learn it from Xer Shava. Dechsiv, kisach bo zeischa lo sefa'er acharecha. V'tani dever bishmol, shalo titol tif artomi menu. Don't take the glory from the field. Don't take all the fruit from the field. Leave some. Leave some in the corner. That's the sources for the karam. Shlosha shebetzfua, the three in the grains, haleket, v'yashichacha v'peya, those three apply by the field, d'chsiv, pasuk says an emar, uv'kutzrochem eskatsir artzachem, lo sechale pasotcha b'kutzrecha, v'leket kitzircha v'chulu, when you cut the, right, the kitzir, leave over the peya, leave over the leket, kitzikzor kitzircha v'sagecha v'shachachta omer basadeh, so it's beferish. Next, Shnayim, we'll come back to that, but let's just finish the whole point. Shnayim Sheba Ilan Shekhava Peya Dhsiv ki sachbo zeischolos far acharecha, the ton of Shmol shall til tifartami menu. Same thing, don't take it to Ferris, leave the peya, acharecha zu shechacha. So those are all the sources that these mitzvahs exist by all these areas. Vikulan Abayam Tovas and Alabailam. And by all of them, the Bailam can choose. Whichever ani comes. My time, how do you know that? Aziva ksiva bahu. Because it says, leave it. Azov tazov. You gotta leave it. V'yafilu ani shebi Yisrael motzino so miyado. How do you know that halacha? Even an ani has to give all these matanas. Dechsiv, v'leket kitzircha lo selakit le'ani v'lager tazov osam. You have to leave it for the ani and the ger. Lahaz her ani al shelo. Even talking to the ani, leave it for an ani, for a different ani. Next halacha, u'maiser sh'ani ha'mischali b'toch abayis yish bo tovas an alabaylim. But you have tovas an offer a maiser ani. My taima, nesina ksiv behu. Because it says give. Give means you take part in it, you get to choose. V'yafilu ani shebi Yisrael motzino so miyado. Next halach, even an ani has to pay maiser ani. Da'amar rebi ila'a, gamar, leger, leger, mehasam. We learn that from Xer Shava. Malahal and muzer ani al shelo. Afkan, muzer ani al shelo. Next, again, we're just finding sources for all these halachas of the Brisa. And then we're going to quote Akasha on Rav from one line. V'shar manos kahuna kagon azro v'chaim v'akeva, ein motzien osan, lo mikon lekoin, lo milevi lelevi. Here's the question. What does the Brisa say? What does the Tosefta say? Zro v'chaim v'akeva, we don't take from a coin to a coin or from a levi to a levi. What about from a levi to a coin? Hamilevi lekoin motzien. We're medayik that from a levi to a coin, we are motzi. So, meaning what? Alma ikru am. So you see, the Levi is called Am Kasha on Rav. Rav was Mesupik. But here we have a Tosefta that says that you have to, they have to give so much, but they are called an am. The Gemara could have said Rav Tanu Palag, but the Gemara never likes to say that if it has another answer. So the Gemara says, we're misunderstanding. When it says in the last line of the Brisa, all the other manas kahuna, for example, Zeroa l'chaim akeva, it doesn't really mean specifically Zeroa l'chaim akeva. It means other manas kahuna, like these are manas kahuna, but it doesn't mean we're talking specifically about these. Kigon hazeroa velo zeroa. Things like the zeroa, but not the actual zeroa. Umayninu maiser rishon. We don't want maiser rishon, that's the last line of the brisa. We don't take maiser rishon from a kohen to a kohen or a levi to a levi. That's what it's about. We're going to ask a question on that in a second. But Tosafot just points out, you know why we say this? That it's what, it says Zeroa l'chaim akeva. Why are we saying that's a model? That's not what you're actually talking about? Tosafot says, because why did it say the word kigon? Just say shai manas kahuna, Zeroa l'chaim akeva. What's the word kigon? It sounds like it's giving a mushal for something. It sounds like, not this, but this is a model for something. That's what Tosafot says the Gemara is, that's why the Gemara is medayik that. But anyway, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, really, this last line is not akasha on Rav. Because it's talking about Maaser Rishon. So what does it say? Maaser Rishon, you don't go from the Levi to a Levi, to the coin. Maaser Rishon, the Levi who? It goes to the Levi. So what's our diak? Oh, but you do take it from the Levi to the coin. No, you don't. It goes to the Levi. Answer, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. It's like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Ditanya. Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, Ditanya. Truma, Lekohen, Umayser Rishon, Lelevi, De Rebbe Akiva. We hold like Rebbe Akiva, Pashtus. That you give Truma to the Kohen and Umayser Rishon to the Levi. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Af Lekohen. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Umayser Rishon, you have a choice. You can even give it to the Levi, even give it to the Kohen. But that's this brisa from the Levi to the Kohen. That's the end of the Tosefta. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Eimer Darma Elazar ben Azariah af l'Kohen l'Kohen v'lo l'Levi mi'amar. But he didn't ever say you have to give it to the Kohen. You could give it to the Kohen. So how could our Tosefta say that you have to be motzi'ah from the Levi to the Kohen? The Gemara says in Labasar to Kansinhu Ezra. Yes, maybe our brisa, our Tosefta is talking about at the time period. After Ezra HaSofer, what did Ezra HaSofer do? Ezra HaSofer made a gzeira because the Levium did not come up for Bayis Sheni. So that's why Ezra said, no more Maaser Rishon to the Levium. You can never make such a gzeira, for example, by Truma, because Truma is Aser. But Maaser Rishon is Chulin. Maaser Rishon is Chulin. It doesn't have Kedusha, like Maaser Sheni or like Truma. So therefore, Ezra made that takana because they did not come up to Bayis Sheni. There is a question about one word in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser, "Emotzian Maaser miad Kohanim shenara ki tichlu meis bnei Yisrael." B'chein kol manas kahuna emotzian son mikohen l'kohen. The Ezra kanas as alavim bismano shelo yitznu lahen Maaser rishon eli yinasin l'kohanim l'fi shelo alu imo liYerushalayim. What's that word bismano? He was Konis the Levium in his generation. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it sounds like only that generation, but throughout Shas, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like once he did it, it lasted. So, B'yeshlo Tamua, to have a program on his car, Mashba, daf, Ledoros, to Basar, Haki, Kanis. So what do you mean in later generations? So he said, it must be that in his generations, Al-Karkach Lomar, Duchi, Kanis, Ezra, Shalom, Yitzhu, Lalavim, Elo, Lakoanim, Bilvad, Lo, Kanis, Elo, Bismano. You're not allowed to give it to the Levium. That's his generation. Aval acher kach nisher adavar shemisha rotsa litin levim kedino yitain mishitin lakonim yitain. Right, you have a choice. His generation, you're not allowed to. Later on, you have a choice. That's also how the Radvaz explains. How can he make a knas against future generations? Right, a gzera you can make, but this wasn't a gzera; it was a knas. Second gzera, a knas against future generations. So he said it must be unless you say it was built in. It's a knas for those who don't come up, but those who come up. You know, then the class wouldn't be there anymore. I once heard, maybe somebody could email or some of you know the answer, why there's so many less Levim in the world than Kohanim. You would think Levi is the whole Shevet. Kohanim are part of Shevet Levi. Why are there so many less Kohanim? Sometimes in a shul you'll have 25 Kohanim and 3 Levim. Why are there so many less Levim? So some say it goes back to this time when the Levim didn't come back and buy a Sheni. The Kohanim came back, so their Yichus stayed. But the Levium, they all stayed in Galus. So that's why we lost more of their Yichus. That's what I once heard. Okay, anyway, continuing. Obviously there's more. Right, the Taz, how could the Ezra go against a mitzvah in the Torah? Right, it's something that's totally mutter in the Torah. The Taz says the Torah, the Rabbanim don't have the power to Aser, and here they are Asering it. Maybe we'll have an Ian Shear next week about that Taz. We'll see. So says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Aim, 1 second. You're saying that the line in the Brisa that says that the Levi has to give it to the Kohen is talking about Maaser Rishon in the time of Ezra, and that's why it says it? 1 second. Aimer to continue Ezra de lo yavidim lahu. Mishka minam yamar. Ezra said, don't give Maaser Rishon to the Levium. But did he force the Levium to give their own Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, forget it. The last line of the Braisa that says a Levi has to give something to the Kohen is not talking about Zroah, is not talking about Maaser Rishon. What's it talking about? Elokagon Zroah velo Zroah, my niu, Reishis Hageis. It's talking about Reishis Hageis, that's what it means to be talking about, and that, yes, has to be given to the Kohen by the Levi. Period. End of the Kasha on Rav.
So when it says a Levi doesn't give to a Levi, what's that talking about?
A Levi does not give to a Levi, I guess by Reishis Hageis too. A Levi doesn't give it to the Levi, gives it to the Kohen. Don't think that this is like Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rishon. Don't think this is a gift to the Levium. This is a gift purely to the Kohanim, even though it's Chulin, as we'll see. Rishis Hageis. Toshma Vaiter, another Kasha on Rav. Zeaklal, called Ereshu B'Kedusha. And the rule is, anything that has Kedusha could go in Shruma, V'Trumas Maaser. V'Chala, Mosi and Zemiyadam, that you have to take from the Levi and give it to the Kohen. But called Davish Eino Bikdusha, Kigon Ezro L'chaim HaKeva, Ein Motzi in Ezem Yadam, then you don't, you're not Motzi from the Levium. It doesn't ask Kedusha. So again, what does that say? It says Zro L'chaim HaKeva. And it says you're not Motzi it. You're not Motzi it, meaning they're Vadai not called an Am. Again, Kasha on Rav, who was Mesupik. So he has the same answer. Kagon Zroa velo Zroa. No, it means that it's giving an example of Zroa, but it doesn't really mean Zroa. Umayniyu, Maaser Rishon, Lubasa the Katsidu Ezra. Period. And this time this answer works, because we don't have the diuk that we had earlier. Tashma, try again. Hashochet la Kohen ulovigo chavim, pater na matanos. If somebody shechs for a Kohen or for a non-Jew, he does not have to give matanos. Rashi says, Hashochet, because like we said before, the chiyuv of Zero Lachaim Keva flow from the Shechita. So, if somebody checks for a Kohen and for a Najub, Padman Amatanas, Hala Levi Li Yisrael Chayiv. But for a Levi and for Yisrael, he'd be Chayiv. Again, Kasha on Rav, who was Mesupik. So, Gemara said, no, don't make that diak. Lo Tema Hala Levi Yuli Yisrael Chayiv. Ela Ema Hala Yisrael Chayiv. No, if you check for Yisrael Chayiv. Avala Levi Mai Pater. But for a Levi, what? He'd be pater, so why didn't the Brisa say that? Ihachi, listen to Yashokhi, the Levi, alo, vikachav, pater, namatana. It's a bigger chiddush. If you shech for a Levi, you're pater. Not only if you shech for a Kohen. Va'od, and also we have a Brisa that says explicitly, Hatanya, Hashokhi, le Kohen, ulo, vikachav, pater, namatanos, le Levi, le Yisrael, chayiv, tziuf to derav, akasha on Rav. You see, beferish from this Brisa, that for a Levi has to give. And why was Rav mislipping about it, whether he was called an Am? So Amar Lecha Rav, Tanoihi. Rav says, really, it's a machlokes Tanoim. Whether a Levi, whether Levium are considered within the Am, machlokes Tanya, the Braisa about Yom Kippur. Which kapara of the Kohen Gadol is the Levi included in? Says the Gemara. The Braisa, the Chibra, that's like Mikdash HaKodesh, Zelafnai V'lefnim, that's Kodesh Kadashim. So that's the Kapara for the Tumah of Kodesh Kadashim. Oel Moed Zehechal, Mizbeach Kimashmo, any Tumah that's on the Mizbeach. Yechaper Elu Azaris, any Tumah in the Azara. Koanim Kimashmo, Am HaKahal Elu Yisrael. Yechaper Elu HaLevim. So one Braisa has Levim separate. Vitanya Edoch on the other Braisa says Yechaper Elu Avadim. Not Levium. So my law about Kamifli, what's the machlokas? The Marsav are Ikru Am, and therefore Levium don't need their own pasik. Or Marsav are Lo Ikru Am. And the other one says not. So you see, it's a machlokas Tanoim. So the Gemara says, okay, so who did Rav hold like? The Rav, Isvir like a Haitan Alema. Isvir like a Haitan Alema. Who did he hold like? So my answer is Mesafka like a Haitan Ika Haitana. He wasn't sure what to hold like, that's why he said, I'm not taking it, I'm not giving it to them, and I'm not taking it from them, but they can't have it themselves. That's why he made that comment in Amud Aleph. Last line, Darash Meremar, Hilchas HaKavasi Derav, we paskin like Rav that were Mesupik. The Hilchas HaKavasi Derav Chizda, and the Halachas also like Rav Chizda, that Hamazik, Matnas Kahuna, Pater. There is a Machlokes Rishonim, between the Ran and the Rambam, whether a Kohen, who is Toface, from a Levi, the Zerol Chaim Keva, are we mafkinan minei or not? Are we mafkinan? So machlokas in the Rambam. The Rambam says Tfisa works, and the Ran says Tfisa does not work. So that's one of our big discussion. The Rambam says Tfisa works, but what about by Tukfa Kohen? The big Bamitzia Sugya. right? What is this? Does this work with the Rambam there? Does it not work? The Ketzer Mishnah thinks that it's the Rambam Lashita. So we know that Achronim get in here on the act in a case of Suffolk and this Tvisa. This relates to the Sugya of Tafel Kohen. Okay, we'll stop here. Third line from the bottom. And B'ez Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. Again, we thank this week's sponsor of Shiurim, the Michelson and Kozlowski family, in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yehoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai.